WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk.
We interrupt this program to bring you the following message. What if everything you've been told about money was a lie? It's time for the truth. Welcome to Financial Coaching Radio, where cookie-cutter financial advice just doesn't cut it. With your host, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls. He's giving it to you straight and pulling back the curtains on the financial advice industry. No hidden agenda and no one-size-fits-all baby steps. Only unbiased, objective help for your entire financial life. Tackling your money questions at 893-1450. And now, here's the host of Financial Coaching Radio, commission-free, certified financial planner, Jason Qualls.
What is up with the one show giving you the truth about personal finance? This is Financial Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, Jason Qualls, certified financial planner, one of the only independent commission-free financial advisors in Rutherford County. For all about me, check out Jason Qualls, CFP.com. That's J-A-S-O-N-Q-U-A-L-L-S, CFP.com. Questions, comments, you can send them in. Click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. As mentioned in the intro, I am independent. I am fee only. And I am a certified financial planner. Those things are powerful in the investment and financial planning world. And let me tell you why. If your advisor works for a financial institution, doesn't matter who it is, if they work for a financial institution or they have some affiliation with a financial institution like a bank, an investment firm, an insurance company, there is a great chance, a good probability, that they're going to be recommending something in your financial world, your financial life, that's not in your best interest. Because the boss men at the top, or boss ladies at the top over above them, are telling them that they need to produce more, sell more, gather more assets, whatever the term may be. And that creates a conflict of interest with you. Now, I don't mean they can't have an affiliation with a broker-dealer or a third-party custodian. Now, you need someone to house your accounts, someone to produce statements. I mean, if they're employed by a bank or an investment firm, they work for them. They get a W-2 or a 1099 from them. And they really don't work for you. They work for an employer. Conflict of interest. What about being commission-free or fee-only? What's the difference? A lot of people call me up and they go, hey, I'm looking for a fee-based advisor. And usually, you know, in the older days, I'd say something, but these days I don't. Because I know there's a lot of confusion of how advisors are compensated. Fee-based and fee-only, apples and oranges. They're different things. Fee-based is a term that I believe was created by financial salespeople to sound like what I do. Simple as that. Fee-only is a pretty simple concept. This means that an advisor can only accept fees. Well, what else is out there that they could be accepting if they could? Commissions, kickbacks, referral fees, under-the-table deals, win bonuses, win trips for selling more of this or that. Those things are conflicts of interest with you. So if your advisor is purely, truly fee-only, they don't have any of that junk to cloud their mind, cloud their recommendations when helping you with your financial life. Fee-based is not fee-only. Fee-based simply means that sometimes they're selling on commission, sometimes they're advising for a fee, sometimes they're doing both compensation methods for the same client. You don't know which one they're doing. They're never going to disclose to you if they're working on a commission for this particular product or service versus just being on a fee. That's why it's fee-based. It's confusing. I get it. Fee-only is what you want because there's zero conflicts of interest. Are there guys out there that lie about being independent? Are there guys and gals out there that lie about being fee-only? Sure. But for the most part, if they're marketing themselves as fee-only, I mean, somewhere along the line, they had an epiphany. And that epiphany goes something like this, and I'll be very direct about it. I'm screwing over my clients, being commission-based or fee-based. I'm going to do business the right way. How do I do that? Aha! Fee-only is out there. Anyone else, in my view, who is not fee-only, in some, if not a large part of the circumstances, is screwing over their client. How are they doing that? They're doing it because they're charging too much. If you work for someone else, let's think of the strip mall financial advisor. You know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say the company name. They're on strip malls. That's where their offices are, typically. And their company, unless something has changed, their company takes 50% of their revenue. Now, their company fronts, you know, expenses and fronts staff, that kind of thing. So they get reimbursed and maybe make some money off their financial advisors. Nothing wrong with that from a company's perspective. But if your advisor is losing 50% of their income because of their employer, they have to sell more, get more of whatever, just to make the same for someone who is truly independent. That creates a conflict of interest with you. If they're fee-based and they're advising you on retirement, investing, and college planning, and whatever, estate planning, they're looking for ways. Hey, can I sell this person this? Can I sell this person that? What about this annuity? What about this mutual fund? What about this insurance product? They're trying to get as many income streams as possible. From a business perspective, it's fine. I'm a capitalist. But from your perspective as the client, you get screwed because you don't really know. Are they my salesperson? They're calling themselves my fee-based advisor. But are they really a salesperson? Yes, is the answer to that question. Fee-based advisors are truly under the hood salespeople. Now, they don't want you to know that. They don't want me to tell you that, makes them look bad. They're not bad people. I'm not saying they're evil. They just chose a piss-poor business model. A piss-poor business model that's in the interest of them and their company rather than you. Everybody makes bad choices. They'll come around eventually. If they really care about their clients. And part of the two of independent and fee-only, it really is centered around fiduciary. It sounds like a complicated, it sounds like a legal term, which I guess it is. Fiduciary just means that by law, by regulation, the advisor has to do what's in your best interest. That means if someone is a true fiduciary, that means whether they're helping you with taxes or insurance or budgeting or analyzing rental property or retirement planning and investments, whatever they're recommending, they have to wholeheartedly believe and basically know. In a broad case, they have to know you well enough to know that whatever they're recommending for you is in your best interest. If they're fee-based, they don't have to do that because sometimes they're wearing a salesperson's hat. And in the financial industry, if you're working on commission, you can legally screw someone over and there's no repercussions because it's legal. There's no fiduciary standard, no 100% true fiduciary standard for a fee-based advisor. It can only be a pure fiduciary if your advisor is fee-only. That be the truth. And then last but not least. Now, let's say that you've been furloughed or you got your hours cut, or your company's kind of on shutdown because of whatever's going on in the situation in our world today. And you're kicking back going, hey, I've always wanted to be a financial advisor. I've always wanted to be a financial planner. I'm going to become one. Well, technically, there's nothing stopping you from going to create a business card and say, Joe Smith's Financial Planning, Financial Advisor, 615-89 whatever phone number, and hand it out and go, hey, I'm now a financial planner. There's no credentials, no qualifications. You can call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. But I'm going to assume in my very general, silly analogy or example is that you don't have the education for financial planning and investments. You have not passed any tests or exams or went through any steps to become knowledgeable on financial planning topics in general and broad-based and narrow financial planning topics. You have no experience. So in other words, you don't know anything about it. You're just saying, hey, I'm now a financial planner. I'm now a financial advisor. Nothing can stop you from doing that, but that doesn't mean you know what you're doing. So how do you know, how do you make sure your advisor knows what they're talking about? Make them have the credential of certified financial planner, CFP. It is the most rigorous. It is the most well-respected designation in the business. Does that mean, what if you have an independent fee-only advisor who's not a CFP? Is that the end of the world? No, it's not. But if you want to make sure you got the best of the best independent fee-only CFP, you can search any publication. As long as it's not coming from a financial salesperson or a financial sales company, any financial publication, Forbes, Kiplinger, Fortune, you go on and on and on. Most of the time, if not all of the time, if you're going to read about how to select an advisor, it's going to tell you the same thing I'm telling you now. So what does that say? Fire your financial salesperson. Get a second opinion from the right type of an advisor. All right, this is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm Jason Qualls, certified financial planner. Hit me up online, financialcoachingradio.com. Be back with you right after this short break. Stick with me. Listen up. When is the last time you talked with an independent, objective, certified financial planner? Do yourself a favor and get a second opinion on your investments and financial plan. Call me, Jason Qualls, the only certified financial planner today at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com. Okay, folks, I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. If you were my client or a loved one, I would never let you get your wills done online. This is truly a case of where you only get what you pay for, and those you leave behind will be the ones to pay the price. Go see estate planning attorney John Baker today by calling 896-5621 or go to bakercounsel.com. Again, that's 896-5621 or bakercounsel.com. Get the expert estate planning advice you need today.
Did you know that the U.S. tax code has over 70,000 pages? This is precisely why you must have a tax expert on your team. The folks at TH&W CPAs have been providing their expertise to individuals and businesses in Middle Tennessee for over 50 years. And now they have an office right here in Murfreesboro. Call Kevin Sizemore today with TH&W CPAs at 848-1072. That's 848-1072 or online at thwcpa.com.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you're with me today and every day. This is a place for local talk. This is a place for financial talk. Right? We got all the big financial player guys on this show. Different points of view, different topics. Well, one covers the same every day. And one show is all about some books and some live on less than you make and the next live event. Not the fault. You know, there's a market for that. But if you've got your financial house somewhat together, you may not know everything about everything, but you know the basics. You need more in-depth financial planning. But anyway, on this network, we got you covered financially, right? You got a long list of heavy hitters in the financial planning industry, nationwide and local. Glad to be a part of it. Glad you're a part of it right here on WGNS. This is Financial Coaching Radio. What to talk about now? I want to keep it kind of positive. I want to keep you learning. I want to learn you something. As my grandmother used to say, I'm going to learn you. Well, let's learn about, is now a good time to invest? Surprisingly, I'm not that surprised, but I am surprised at how many times I've been given this statement by clients. Now, we're 2, 3, 4 weeks away from the low part of the market for 2020. Now, it may revert and go back lower. Who knows? And by the time you listen to the show via podcast or whatever, it may be lower than what we're talking about today. So don't focus on where the market is today. But you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks ago, that was the low point of compared to where we are now. And I talked to people, I know I've talked to probably 50 people, individuals since then. And I would say about a third, about a fourth of them would ask this question, or they would make this statement. They would say, well, I was going to put more money in about the time that it was at its low, they're referring to. I was going to put, but I just didn't think that was the right time. And I have the same response. Anytime your monkey brain goes in that mode and goes, I'm scared of the big bad market, that is probably the time, if you have the cash available, to be investing. If you're ever thinking, hey, the Dow's at 30,000, this is an excellent time to be putting money in. Monkey brain's probably, you know, who knows, but what's better, right? Is it better to buy it on low, invest on the low side, or invest on the high side? You already know the answer to that question. But if you have some money to put to work, what if you have the question of, is now a good time to do that? And that's without market prices. And it's the same across the board, whether the market's kind of in the middle, on the low side or high side, because ultimately no one knows where the low, middle, or top is. If we knew that, then we could all become cajillionaires tomorrow, because we could predict the future, but we can't. First and foremost, you got to look at, for any cash you have on the sidelines and you're thinking about investing, is your timeline. If this is money that you're going to need in the next 5 years, and I mean known, like you're like, hey, I may need this to buy a car, I may need this to repair my roof, I may need this for, you know, my children's education because little Joey's going off to college in 2 years. Those scenarios, those known things. If you need the money you're thinking about investing at any point in time, if you need it in the next 5 years, don't do it. Don't do it. Market in, investing in the market is a longer term thing. Now, we could debate, is 5 years long enough, or is it 6 years or 7 years? Let's just be simple with it and say, look, 5 to 7 years, somewhere in there. If you need it before then, don't do it. Don't invest it. That's rule number one. What about your job? Let's say that you have your financial house in order, just the basics. You have the right risk management plan as far as insurance, you know, health insurance, disability insurance, life insurance, those sorts of things. You have an adequate emergency fund, and an adequate emergency fund is different for everyone, but you feel good about the amount of emergency sideline cash you have, but you have some extra you could put to work, but you feel a little insecure about your job. Maybe things ain't going so good down with the company. They're on shaky ground. Maybe your industry's going through some changes. If you don't feel absolutely sure that your job's going to be around, probably need to hang on to that money, because that actually goes back to question, back to rule one. You might need that money in the next 4 or 5 years if you lose your job, right? That would be something we don't know, but it could happen. What about risk? Should you be concerned with risk involved? All risk is in the market is volatility, right? Because if we look at basically any U.S. stock fund, anyone, now there's good ones and bad ones, but they've all made money. The longer we look at the timeline, 15 years, 20 years, they're extremely profitable. So you can look at those funds just at the face value and say, look at the 15-year return and go, man, they've all done pretty well. Even with 2008, even with, you know, the China issue in 2016, even with a pandemic, still looking pretty good after 15 or 20 years. Would you say that's risky? Not if you're just looking at 20-year returns. But what about shorter term? 6 months, 1 year, 3 years. If it's bounced all over the place and that makes you want to pee your pants, you need to get a little more educated, set the right expectations about market investing and diversification and what you're going to get from this thing and what you have to accept from this thing. If you're not going to go that route, maybe, you know, if you're going to be peeing your pants because you put some money to work, maybe it's not the right time for you. Not the right time for you. I really believe, now this is, it's a hard one to do because it's hard to remove emotion from things. And that's one of my, I'm blessed with this. I'm purely unemotional about all things. That's a joke. Of course, I'm emotional about some things. But in this business, and we can't be emotional with investing decisions. We have to treat it with treat it like a business. Now, if you're running your company and you go, well, we're trying to grow and trying to do this and expand, or maybe we're trying to be more profitable, you just got to look at the numbers, make a decision, go with your gut, and move on. That's what leadership is. Same thing with your personal financial life. Is you can't get emotional about it. But if you could somehow remove the emotions from your retirement planning, your investment strategy, your investment decisions, and just learn what to expect. What is the stock market good for? What the good things about it? What are the bad things about it? Do you understand the good and the bad and know what exactly to expect in good times and bad? If you knew what I knew about the investing, been in this business almost 20 years, you're probably not going to have a panic. I don't care if it's a pandemic, a global recession, just a meltdown. Unless there's something that we haven't seen in the last 100 years, we are going to be okay after a year, two, or three, or four. The market has shown that it rebounds every time. But if you have money to invest, you met the rules we just discussed, here are the things you got to have in place. You have job security. You have an adequate rainy day or emergency fund. You don't have any high interest or just don't have any consumer debt. Don't be taking, I got $25,000 on the side. I have an adequate emergency fund and a stable job. I want to invest this $25,000, but you got $25,000 on your Discover card. Assuming that it's not at 0%, but it's only going to be 0% for a while, and you need to pay that thing off, unless you have other plans, other monies coming down the way to pay that off in that scenario. On a credit card, you're going to be paying 15, 20% interest. You can't invest and do better than that. You're just not going to. So if you have consumer debt and cash on the side, pay it off. And there's been some scenarios in discussing this with clients. I'll look at their balance sheet and go, you got this 50 grand, and I'm not counting their emergency fund. This is separate. You got this 50 grand in cash sitting in a CD that matures next month, and you got $30,000 in debt between a car and a credit card. Why don't you use that and pay off the loan? It makes just mathematical sense, and you're out of consumer debt. And they're like, well, it just makes me feel good having that cash. So it's like everything else in our life, right? It's however we perceive it. That's what the real meaning is. And I don't know where I heard this quote, but it stuck with me. It's really stuck with me. We don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. What does that mean? It'll be all, psychological on you. It just means that our own biases shape our view of the world. So for some people, debt is the kicker, right? Like, it's got to get out from under it. It drives me insane. It makes me, looking for the psychological term, it's not coming to me. But I associate really bad things with debt. And using my cash, no sweat, get out from under that, no big deal. But for others, they associate with having that cash, a high degree of pleasure. And they don't really have any terrible, terrible associations with debt, even though they know in the back of their mind it's bad to be paying 20% interest on a credit card and have the cash to pay it off, and the cash account is only earning 1%, 2%. Everyone knows it's a no-brainer to do it, but it's how we're associating it. It's our own biases. So we got to get out from under that. We got to start making better financial moves. And I'm first to admit, it's easier said than done. But it's just like a medical thing, a medical issue. Going or a legal issue. You don't know you kind of know what you should do, but you just need an expert to tell it to you. And then once the expert tells it to you, you're like, knew it. All right, I'm doing it. Gives you that extra motivation to break your associations, to break your own biases. Who should that person be? Your head financial quarterback, your independent fee-only certified financial planner. That's it. If you want to learn more about what I do, the website is easy. JasonQualsCFP.com. JasonQualsCFP.com. All right, appreciate you listening today. Be back with you right after this short break. More is coming up right here on Financial Coaching Radio. Giving it to you straight. No baby steps. Be back in a moment.
We
We have many great insurance agents in Rutherford County. The trouble is, most of them really don't work for you and me. That's why I only recommend the independent agents of Middle Tennessee Insurance Group. They've helped many of my clients get the home and auto insurance coverages they need while also saving them hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. See if you're wasting money on home and auto insurance today by calling Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 898-0053. That's 898-0053. Would you trust your doctor or surgeon if they had never been to medical school? Of course not. So why trust your financial future to a financial advisor with little training or education? Anyone can call themselves a financial planner or a financial advisor, but a certified financial planner has been extensively trained. My name is Jason Qualls, and I am one of just a few certified financial planners in this area. So ask your current advisor about their education and training. Then call me, Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner, at 878-2134 or go to jasonquallscfp.com. Buying a house is stressful, and so is shopping for a mortgage. Take my advice and get a second opinion on the mortgage for your new home or your refinance. Not all banks and mortgage companies are created equal. Trust me on this. Call my friend Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885. Great team, great process, and the best rates. Marshall Sparkman with Franklin Synergy Bank at 615-439-0885. Welcome back to One Show, giving you the truth about personal finance. This is Financial Coaching Radio. I'm your host, Jason Wall, certified financial planner. No books to sell. Certainly not pushing any seminar, live event tickets. We'll leave that to the other guys. They do it so well. On this show, we're going to talk about real deal financial planning topics, topics everyone else is scared to cover. If you want to learn more about me, go to jasonquallscfp.com. If you want to jump in with an email question, click email the show at financialcoachingradio.com. I was going to go over some investing principles, but they're all the same. It doesn't matter where you read them. You know, diversify, watch your risk, rebalance. I know for someone that doesn't look at this every day, or maybe doesn't listen to the show every day, those sound like new principles, but they're not. Now, at this stage in the game, if you've accumulated more than $20,000, you should know that if your investment strategy is not aligned with what you're trying to achieve, that it's wrong. Or if you don't even have a strategy, you don't even know how to explain your strategy, you have no idea where you're headed, you're just investing some money, that ain't it. But the basics are still the same for everyone. Have a diversified portfolio. You know, it's not that complicated. You probably aren't diversified if you're not working with the right type of planner or advisor. It's critical to understand risk, but it's not the end of the world. If you take risk, you don't have to just be all negative Nancy and be all scared of the big bad market. You just have to understand expectations. But I do want to talk about something that's changed now with people not having health insurance with everything that we're going through. And this is also not just for what we're going through with a pandemic. It also is because, or it could be for you, if you're going to retire before Medicare. Medicare doesn't kick in until age 65. And a big question I get, well, what am I going to do for health insurance? You know, the Obamacare exchange is still out there. The Obamacare exchange for most people sucks. Why does it suck? The insurance companies aren't that great. The networks of doctors are terrible, at least it is in our state. And unless you're getting some type of subsidy, if that's even still a thing, you pay double, triple, quadruple the price. So what are your options here? Don't take this as some expert point of view. This is my point of view based on what I do in the financial planning world. And what I do, here's what I, if I'm in this situation, I'm trying to get health insurance and for any scenario, and I know I'm not going through the exchange. In my view, you got one or two options, maybe three. You can go get another job that has an employer-provided plan, but we're talking about people who are going to quit work or forced to quit work. You use someone like, I'm not going to say their name, there is an insurance company here locally, basically in the state of Tennessee. There are other places too, but big in the state of Tennessee, that has a tremendous health insurance product. Is it without its faults? Absolutely not. It has its faults, has its shortcomings like anything else. But that is an option for you. If you want to know what that is, hit me up. Email me, financialcoachingradio.com. But also look at the other avenues of the medical health share things. MediShare, Liberty Health Share, they're faith-based organizations where you pay a premium, you get a deductible, it covers your expenses after whatever, deductible you have. And I've had good experience with that. But my point of this short segment is, if you're without health insurance or you're wondering what you're going to do if you ever need health insurance before age 65 and Medicare, you got some options. The key is finding the best option available, but also finding that best option available for you. And you need some expert guidance. All right, I'm Jason Qualls, Certified Financial Planner. Be back with you right after this short break. You can listen to the show anytime, anywhere at financialcoachingradio.com. Just click archives. Hey, Financial Coaching Radio listeners. If you don't understand exactly how your financial advisor is compensated, you could be in big trouble. My name is Jason Qualls, a commission-free certified financial planner. To learn more about why my process is so unique, go to jasonquallscfp.com or call 878-2134 today.
Donegal offers car and homeowners insurance at rates that are very competitive. So competitive that Donegal's car insurance rates are among the lowest in the state. And if you insure your car and home with Donegal, Donegal will take up to an additional 10% off their already low rates. Donegal, a better value.
Let us quote your auto and home and maximize your discounts. Call Middle Tennessee Insurance Group at 615-898-0053.
A recent undercover study found that over 89% of paid tax preparers made mistakes. You heard me right, over 89%. Is your tax person making mistakes? Tax mistakes cost you money and may even lead to an IRS audit. I recommend you get a second opinion on your tax return today by calling Tetherow Helen Welch, CPAs, at 848-1072. Tetherow Helen Welch has been providing tax services to individuals and businesses for over 50 years. So call them today at 848-1072 or go to thwcpa.com.
Welcome back in. I hope we covered a lot today. There's nothing new on this show, right? Regular listener, appreciate you. If you're a first-time listener, I appreciate you. This is the place for local talk right here on WGNS, Financial Coaching Radio. On most days, is unique. I can't say I do a tremendous show. I do a bigly show every day. Try to. Sometimes the content's just not there. But on most shows, we're talking about topics that people from 25 to 85 are facing in financial plan, their financial plan lives. It's not just, hey, you got to follow my steps. Everyone's got to do the exact same thing. Now, I can't tailor individually on the show, on the radio show, because I'm talking to the masses, but it's driving home the point that you are you, your neighbor is different, your sister is different, your mother is different, your friend is different. You need different financial plans. Now, maybe they're not drastically different, but there's different strategies for different people, different strokes for different folks, and only a qualified professional like an independent fee-only CFP is going to get you there without huge conflicts of interest and steering you in the wrong direction. Get a second opinion on your investments, your financial plan, your estate plan from an independent CFP. Jason Qualls, CFP.com for more. All right, appreciate you listening today and every day. I'll be back with you tomorrow, same time, same channel. Keep it locked in. More local talk is on the way right here on WGNS.